A few months ago, my father enrolled me in boarding school. His air quotes practically crackled over the phone line as he declared living abroad to be a good learning experience and a keepsake I'd treasure forever. Yeah. Keepsake. And I would have pointed out his misuse of the word had I not already been freaking out. Since his announcement, I've tried yelling, begging, pleading, and crying, but nothing has convinced him otherwise. And now I'm here, with my parents, unpacking my belongings in a room smaller than my suitcase, the newest senior at the School of America in Paris. It's not that I'm ungrateful. I mean, it's Paris, the city of light, the most romantic city in the world. I'm not immune to that. It's just, this whole international boarding school thing is a lot more about my father than it is about me. It wasn't always like this. When my parents were still married, we were strictly lower middle class. It was around the time of the divorce that all traces of decency vanished, and his dream of being the next great Southern writer was replaced by his desire to be the next published writer. So he started writing these novels set in small-town Georgia, about folks with good American values who fall in love and then contract life-threatening diseases and die. I'm serious, and it totally depresses me, but the ladies eat it up. They love my father's books, and they love his cable-knit sweaters, and they love his bleachy smile and orangey tan. And they have turned him into a bestseller and a total dick. I don't understand why he couldn't send me to Australia, or Ireland, or anywhere else where English is the native language. The only French word I know is oui, which means yes, and only recently did I learn it's spelled O-U-I and not W-E-E. At least the people in my new school speak English. It was founded for pretentious Americans who don't like the company of their own children. There are 25 people in my entire senior class, as opposed to the 600 I had back in Atlanta. And I'm studying the same things I studied at Claremont High, except now I'm registered in beginning French. Oh yeah. Beginning French. No doubt with the freshmen. I totally rock.